Hello, my name is Nizam. I'm a PhD student at the University of Tasmania.
You have been studying the use of firewood in Tasmania. What made you come to do that?
When I was reading news, I found out that a significant number of Tasmanians are actually using firewood as a primary source of heating energy and sometimes cooking as well. But there are a couple of problems with wood collection and the use in Tasmania. And if we try to provide some scientific evidence, we can make sustainable use of the firewood where we satisfy the need of the consumers, at the same time reduce the problem with the wood hooking in Tasmania.
How big a problem is wood hooking where people are illegally going out to collect their firewood?
In Tasmania, actually, there is a problem of unsustainable and illegal wood hooking going on for a long time, and this problem has been persistent and an ongoing activity. And actually, this problem is really big because it has a lot of impacts on our environment, on our public safety, you know, and market price as well. You know, as you can see, there are a couple of guys who are actually producing and selling legal and sustainable firewood. At the same time, we have unsustainable ones. And in Tasmania, we have a number of mammals and birds that are actually dependent on dead hollow of the wood. But majority of the wood collectors, especially the unsustainable ones, they are actually collecting either standing or fallen dead wood. The wood collectors, they prefer dead wood because it's ready to burn and it does not produce much smoke. And sometimes, you know, people may consider removing dead wood from the forest can be considered as cleaning up the forest. But the problem is actually there are a number of birds and mammals that are dependent on the hollow to survive. The example is Tasmanian devils and a swift parrot. And what we are actually doing is burning animals' home to warm our home if we are not doing the right thing.
What about the economic aspect? Because there are so many people getting their wood for free, what does that do to the price of firewood for other people who might want to buy sustainable timber like is being cut up in front of us now?
When someone is just going to the forest and taking the wood and supplying to the market, that wood is actually entering the market without a specification of price, which is going to distort or affect the price of the legal and sustainable firewood. It is causing profit loss as well, you know. That's why the focus of my research is actually to provide evidence, you know. If we just study and identify the legal and the source of firewood and tell our community that the source of this firewood is actually sustainable and the part of the premium you are actually going to pay for this kind of firewood is going to be invested in something productive and something that you may like. For example, conserving the threatened species like Tasmanian devils and the swift parrot. And this can be an input to develop a legitimate firewood supply chain in the near future.
The other half of this question is, how do you stop wood hooking?
It's a big problem and there is no a single answer to this. What we have to do is actually we need a holistic approach to solve this problem. We need to educate ourselves. We need to understand the negative impact of illegal and unsustainable wood hooking on our environment, on our community, on the price, on our safety even. On the other side, we need to also understand the importance and the economic and environmental benefit of the legal and sustainable firewood, educate the community, educate ourselves that this is a good thing and this is a bad thing.
What does a truly sustainable wood supply chain actually look like? Where does the wood come from?
When we say a legitimate and legal and sustainable, we mean that no firewood from threatened species community or forest, and there is no firewood coming from threatened species of mammals or birds. It can be plantation, it can be a forest leftover, or it can be, for example, repurposed wood, like seizing buildings and old fences.
Hello, I'm Mark. This is Firewood to You, and we're a firewood business in Hobart.
How long have you been doing that for?
6 years, down here.
You've been doing it elsewhere, have you?
Oh, I've done it in New Zealand and a little bit in Queensland.
Where does your actual timber come from to chop logs for people?
It's all plantation wood, so it's all renewable, sustainable. So we get out from Southern Forest Management and AKS, or Alliance, up north.
How dry is your wood? That's the question that every consumer wants to know.
Well, it varies. At the moment, it's really good. At the worst, it's probably testing about 60-40%, and at best, about 80-20% dry. We split all year, so we split through the summer, so our wood's seasoned for the winter. But as it gets into winter, it's harder to get the dry wood because everyone's bought it and, you know, they're only delivering green trees. So it's a bit hard to supply dry wood over the winter period. Unless we have a stockpile, which we're intending to do this year, about 3,000 or 4,000 tonne. And we're just lucky this year that the wood that we've got has been through the bushfires and it's coming in pretty dry because it's been baked. So we do have some green wood over there. You can probably notice it, but we're not selling that. We neglected to sell a few weeks ago because our wood was too green to sell. So I put all our clients off and we're just catching up with them now.
Do you have a fireplace at your home?
Unfortunately, I don't have because I'm a student. I'm living in a...
Have you had much experience in having a fireplace yourself?
Well, when I was in Africa, you know, especially in the rural area, there's no way you get electricity. So I grew up using firewood.
What are you learning for Africa out of what you're doing here in Tasmania?
You know, environment is very important for every human being, whether we are in Australia or Europe or in Africa, you know. And this is applicable everywhere, regardless of the level of your economic development, you know. So definitely, it's also a good lesson for African households, you know, to try to legitimate their firewood supply chain.